the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So how many revelations do you get to have in your life? Some people a lot, some people literally never, never aware of anything ever going wrong ever.
Boy, yeah, if you've never had a revelation.
But one of us had one this week.
Yes, I did.
Oh, what happened?
Well, revelation, yeah. Let's flash back 20 years ago. This needs to be set up this way. There I was, a 16-year-old, watching the TV Guide channel. And if you don't know what that is, I'll explain it quickly.
Be thankful.
The ads you see on your gas pump would play on the top half of the screen. Mm-hmm. And on the bottom half, the guide would scroll down.
Because it wasn't just on the TV.
Now, this was more futuristic than having to sit there with a tiny book that you had to pay for at a grocery mm-hmm. store. But what would happen is you would want to see what's on MTV. So you would wait for it to get around there. And mm-hmm. then for 4 hours, you would realize that you missed it because you were watching the ads.
It would distract you.
Uh-huh. This Every channel time. Oh, was yeah. guaranteed to, like, comatose you. Mm-hmm. But there I was. About 4 hours into it, I think, and an ad caught my ear because it had the word free in it. I've told this story before, but bear with me. It had the word free in it. So I went, huh? I was broke and poor, and I love free things.
Okay.
So I called the number on the screen and forgot all about it.
Okay.
And so about a week or so later, there I am, probably doing the same thing, wondering, you know, how I can get a pack of cigarettes underage and touching myself to Heavy Metal magazine. Mm-hmm. When all of a sudden this happened.
Hello, my name is Elder Young.
Hello.
Did you know that Jesus lived here in the USA?
No.
You can read all about it now. In this nifty book, it's free. No, you don't have to pay.
Hello.
Love it.
Hello.
This is a true story.
My name is Elder Smith.
So I answered the door, and Elder so-and-so and so-and-so came into my house with my free Book of Mormon. I was not expecting that, and they do not tell you that on the ads.
That it'll be hand-delivered?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
By the prophets.
There we were. We chatted it up for, I don't know, an hour and a half. And before they left, they made sure to schedule a time to speak with me the following week. And I didn't know what to do. So I went, same time at same place, fellas.
Like, just socially awkward. So you were like, I can't say no. They were just kind to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're setting up religious dates with men
yeah.
that you don't really know.
And I had no idea what this was all about.
Yeah.
And that happened two or three more times.
Oh, my goodness.
God, you're like a member of Congress, so, the way you're setting up these dates with men you don't know.
So I was fully intrigued by the free travel of getting to go somewhere exciting. And at the same time, I was also turned off by the stories they would play to me on my VHS player about how everything got started. No judgment now from me. Just get that out of the way. So anyway, the tithing thing also. 10% of zero doesn't leave me with a lot of money to spend on mm-hmm. comic books and things of that nature.
That's
so
pretty tough.
I ended our relationship. Mm-hmm. And why do I bring this up now? Well, last week I was just, my girlfriend and I, we were like racking our brains for ideas of couples costumes. Yeah. I told you guys, I thought she can be sexy Christopher Robin mm-hmm. and I can be portly Pooh,
mm-hmm.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
And, she was not into that idea. I don't know why. I thought we could make some really fun, geeky stuff, but,
how did she feel about Ronald McDonald and Grimace?
I brought that up
that
too.
Was a good one.
That was she just laughed at it like it was a joke or something. I don't
that
get.
One would have been real, I think yeah. that would have been a real hit mm-hmm. at
Me
a Halloween
too.
Party.
Me too. But I went, hey, why don't we go? This is going to be like super easy. Why don't we go as Elder Price and Elder Cunningham from Broadway's The Book of Mormon.
Which is what we played a minute ago, yeah.
Exactly. Now, the Elder Price, he is a good-looking Mormon, and Elder Cunningham is ugly and fat. And he is not great at doing anything. So I suggested that she be Price and I be Cunningham. This is going to work out great.
Yes.
I got my black slacks out and I got my black shoes out. Mm-hmm. A white shirt. Oh, so easy.
Can't miss.
No, can't miss at all. And then I went online and then I went and I typed my name with Elder in front of it into the name badge generator at the BYU online store.
Okay.
We are off. Because now, I like easy, but I also like authentic, and I like my costumes to look good.
Yes, of course.
And when I hit submit or check out, it went, denied! You have to be an elder to have one of those badges.
Oh, you can't say you're an elder?
That's crazy. Like,
that does make sense.
You can't just... Yeah, I know. And so I'm like,
it's probably a better world where you can't just assume someone's religious appointments.
Mm-hmm. It's just a name badge. And they like money.
Yeah, that's true.
More money to put into movies and stonks, you know? Mm-hmm. But no. They take that very seriously, of course. So I went, oh, this is a bummer. Now I'm going to have to go with a cheap name badge. Mm-hmm. And then I looked at Craigslist for a Book of Mormon. I had lost mine years and years ago to a garbage can. And
I know how you can get one.
Yeah, I do too. But I wanted to avoid all the messy time that would be spent.
You're not looking for a relationship?
And I didn't have a whole week, possibly, to wait, and I didn't want to check into a hotel room and hope that next to the Bible was a Book of Mormon and so on and so forth. So, yeah, Craigslist used Book of Mormon. Nothing. Chicago Craigslist, where we will be dressed as Book of Mormon characters. Mm-hmm. Book of Mormon. Nothing. Use bookstores online. Book of Mormon. $5. $10. Older copies, more dollars.
Okay.
It's like, oh, man. Well,
$5.
That. Well, $5.
You
bucks
just spent $139 to stick water in your veins.
You idiot. That's a really good point.
Yeah, to get a pre-soaked sweet tart infused into you.
This is one. This is all before that.
This was before you came into money.
This was before yesterday when I. This was before yesterday when I was good with money. When I wanted a free thing for free, like it should be.
What an incredible comparison in a short period of time between the two. $5 for a religious book? No way.
No. All right. Whatever. My most important prop was not existent, unless I called another number, and that's not happening. I do not have 3 weeks and 14 hours or a VHS player anymore. So this is where my story would have ended had I just stuck with those two clean-cut fellows 20 years ago.
I wonder what would be happening.
I'd have a name badge.
Yeah.
I'd have a Book of Mormon, and I would have a free ticket to heaven.
Yeah, I'm not positive you would have chosen to go to Halloween as
would have been decided
your day job.
Yeah, decidedly less fun to dress as yourself.
But if I had, I would have had all the things I needed. True. Instead, I had disappointment and melancholy. So, yesterday, fate struck. Now, normally on a Thursday after the show, we all leave, you know? Noon.
Yeah, I actually 11, do that every day.
Whatever. But yesterday specifically, let's keep our eyes on the prize, guys.
Let's get out of here.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
I had a haircut at 12:30, so I stayed here, killed time, let my dog run around, and then I was meeting Carl, as previously said, at an IV drip place at 3 p.m. So in between then and then, I killed some more time, ran Clarence around, and I then texted Kelly because the drip place is close to her house.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, Kelly, I'm running Clarence around, so he's going to be tired. I have a favor to ask. Is there any chance you could watch him for, I don't know, about 2 hours? Because the drip place is 45 minutes. Then we were going to eat after that. And there was no time, but I assume that's what it would take. Mm-hmm. Kelly did not answer.
I was passed out.
She was so passed tired. Out. And I also said in the text, if not, no big deal, mm-hmm. because he's fine here for that amount of time.
He is.
I can just let him hang out in Rachel's booth or in our office. He's out of the way. And he was, again, so, so tired.
Oh, man, I wish I would have woken up just so he and I could have cuddled, because he's such a snuggle bug.
He is.
Oh, he is. Yeah. You cutie pie. Anyway, this all goes down. I do that. And I am driving back here to the station where Clarence was to pick him up. I get into the parking garage. I round the corner. And at that exact moment, in the exact same spot that I park in every single day, what do I see?
2x2, we're marching door to door.
Come on.
God loves Mormons and he wants some more. A 2-year mission is our sacrifice. We are the army of the Church of Jesus Christ.
There is divinity.
Of Latter-day Saints. 2x2.
There is. 2x2. Two clean-cut Mormons.
Yes.
Walking to the car that's parked in my space.
That's amazing.
I stop because I realize, oh, they're backing up, and I can then go in there. But first, I'm going to stalk them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Turnabout is fair play.
Well, here's...
You're going to steal their stuff.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I'm going to just roll down my window and wave my arms out because okay. I think they're just going to pass me. And instead, they just go up the ramp. And mm-hmm. I went, hey, guys, there's nothing up there, especially not an exit.
Getting closer to the Lord.
So I get out of my car and I start walking that way. And they drive by. And I went, hey, fellas, what's going on?
You guys Mormons?
Yes, we are.
Do you by a chance have two
if
extra
it was cut off, but what I said was...
I'll start it again.
Are you guys Mormons?
Yes, we are.
Do you by a chance have two extra copies of the book?
Yes, we do.
I ordered mine a long, long time ago, and I lost it.
Oh, who knows where it went? They were already giving it to you.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. They were, but
and
I...
And you had to partialize.
I wanted them to know that I had already gone through the 3-4 weeks of listening. I already know, guys. Mm-hmm. I already know about Moroni and the Seer Stones and other things. And yes. Also, I've watched that South Park episode. And also, I've seen the play that your church put on mm-hmm. at my local theater. Boom! It had fate.
I'm telling you, man.
Destiny.
That's pretty amazing.
Isn't it? No, seriously. But, okay, it really is, though.
Yes.
I could have been here. Clarence could have been at Kelly's.
Mm-hmm.
I could have left Clarence at home and let my neighbors let him out. They could have not been Mormons getting into a car
yeah.
in the space that I was there when I was pulling in.
In all the years I have worked here, I have never seen two Mormons downtown.
Never.
That's because it's chaos.
For people.
16 years.
It's never happened.
Never. Never, never.
Do you think when they saw you, though, they do what other people do when they show up at their house or an apartment, and they're like, oh, God, get away. There's a guy who's not wearing slacks. You know he's going to talk to us.
He's filled with fluids.
Oh, God, he's standing in front of the car. We have to.
Yeah, thank God I had a hood, not a sweatshirt on to cover
your track marks.
my bloody hole. So anyway, everything's working out, and tomorrow is a ladder day.
The skies are clearing and the sun's coming out. It's a ladder day tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. Take your sorrows and your cares away. And focus on a ladder day. Tomorrow is a ladder day.
So, Joe.
Yes.
You believe you've been touched by the hand of fate.
I'm a ladder day.
Well, I mean, I think, finally, all these years of struggle, a big man finally...
I mean, that does seem like a little bit of divinity. I
dropped a couple of Mormons in my lap.
How can you not see this as a reason to join the flock?
Yeah.
Because everything worked out when I didn't join the flock.
You've received a calling.
Yeah, this is another. This is when somebody says that they've had like a vision or they've been
a revelation.
Touched. I mean,
yeah.
We covered both testaments growing up in catechism, but I know the first testament is all about if you miss this sign, you will pay with a lot of fire on your balls.
What's it say in the third testament?
Let's see.
Flooding, don't drink caffeine.
Needy.
And only have sex with soaking until marriage.
There's a lot of Nephi in here. Yeah. It says I'm good to go on my costume tomorrow.
Joe's a Mormon now.
Mm-hmm. I am. Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. One night only.
On the way.
Appearing in Chicago.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.